I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's Sarah and Vinny.
Set 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's morning show. If you're posting on Instagram or, you know, wherever in the postiverse, I'm so bored. I've been thinking about like signing up for TikTok. It seems like people are having a lot of fun on that. I'm like, yeah. That looks like something I should do. Although, you know, video is not exactly my forte.
I got a TikTok.
Oh, you have a TikTok?
Yeah, I just watch videos. I don't post anything.
Oh, we can't hear Nicole. I can't hear
you. Yeah, I can barely hear you. Turn yourself up, girl.
Can you hear me now?
Yeah, I hear you now.
You hear me now, Bryn?
Yeah.
I got you.
Yeah, TikTok's pretty cool.
It's like Vine, right?
Yeah, but it's like interactive. There's like workout videos, dance videos, and then a lot of like comic videos, so...
So they're longer, like Vine was 7 seconds or whatever it was. These seem to be longer.
They're like a minute or something.
Okay.
Yeah.
I might have to sign up for that. I just watch videos.
It's fun to watch.
Yeah.
I'm telling you, Vinny, I'm sitting around. I sit and stare at my phone all day and just, you know, because we're all in this competition to what is it called? Screen mirroring something? I don't know exactly what it is, but on Apple TV, I'm able to put, like, because every night we started watching... like Scott Capurro is doing a nightly comedy thing. Eddie Ift does a comedy thing.
Watching every one of those every night?
Yeah. We're sitting around and by 8 o'clock we're winding down and we're like, oh, Scott's on. So we watch him live. And
it's your new TV.
It is. It's our new TV. I swear to God.
Wow.
I'm not even watching any TV. And then people like Michael Franti, he's doing like, it's sweet the thing he's doing, that stay-at-home world tour. It's just him and, you know, like the people who are his immediate family, and I think they're nanny. And basically he'll sing a song or two, and then they all get up and they're dancing, and you can't help but smile at it. And then I think Matt Nathanson's doing another one of his live concerts tonight, basically, you know, from his in-house studio. But I've been just sitting around watching stuff on Instagram. I'm like, this is boring. I think I might set up for TikTok. I don't know if I'm doing that or not. Probably not. I won't be able to figure it out. Anyway, hashtag stay connected on wherever you're social media-ing. And if you want official updates on COVID-19, there's a number for that. Text the word, like the series of letters, COVID-19-SF to 888-777. That's where official updates come from. And if there's news that your area needs to hear or something to, you know, to get you on the same page with everybody else, that's where you'll get it. So COVID-19-SF to 888-777. Official updates come through there. Celebrity Trash is brought to you by the Johnny Mosley Pod. There's new ones of those every Monday. We're actually trying to figure out how we're going to tape one for this Monday. We're going to put a microphone way out into the yard, and he's going to sit on the – Bryn will be at home. John and I will be in the podcast studio, and Johnny Mosley will be on the deck, is what we think we've figured
out.
You hope. The gardener.
Yeah, right. And on Mondays, my gardener comes and mows the lawn, so that should be...
In theory, it sounds great, and I can hear him in the yard testing, and then I can see it not going as expected. And while that might be fun the first time, I have a funny feeling you guys will be like, okay, we have to figure a different way. You can't do it over the phone?
It just doesn't sound good, honestly.
Oh, really?
Well, I mean, you know how it is. Like, we're going to have...
Is that right, Bryn? He's the host?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, it's named after
he
him.
He is. And every time he needs to do something, I tell him what it is. Hey, okay, host. When we start out, please say this. And here's your sponsor copy. And I'll be just sitting here waiting. to take over. So anyway, that's who brings you the celebrity trash. So let's get going. That first things first, Survivor tonight. Hello. If you're not caught up on Survivor, lucky you, you can binge watch that. We're only midway through the season, right? We can't even be like, it's, I think this might be number seven.
Yeah. It's hard to say though, because they do double up sometimes. Yep. They'll have double, evictions and whatever. So I don't really ever know how many, it seems like I just roll along and then suddenly we're at five people or
it does happen fast, doesn't it?
And then you just go, wait a minute, we're at the end. And that's sort of how that, it always sneaks up on me.
Right. So I assume it's a 13 episode season, you know, that's every, because they do it twice a year. So I'm gonna say we're somewhere at the midpoint, but still way more than half the people are there.
My dude is still in, and I'm
Yule's
happy.
Your dude.
I'm cheering Yule, and I love that his cause has done, he's done well by his cause, as they've raised a lot of money for ALS, including 300 of my dollars.
Jonathan Penner is the guy who, his wife, Jonathan Penner was a contestant Yule's first season. They were very close, and his wife actually made an appearance on the show, and that was heartbreaking just to, because they played that video. It was
of
just,
her healthy.
Was that just last week or that was 2 weeks ago?
That was 2 weeks ago. She was healthy in the video when she appeared on the show.
Yeah.
And
now
then
she's
the
in a
next
wheelchair.
Shot of her is, it's tragic.
It is. She's been robbed of her mobility. I mean, if you are familiar at all with ALS, you know how heartbreaking those mm-hmm. shots are. So I got a few things here. Look, yesterday I did my best. I think we practically got through two celebrity trashes without any stories about coronavirus. No such luck today. I swear to God, Kesha has a new song. At some point we'll get to that. That's not corona related.
You know what I found that I can forward to you, and I don't have it accessible at this moment. It's on the other side of the room. But I do have, if you want to do it, some of the rescheduled concerts that, you know, so there's been postponements everywhere, right? Mm-hmm. So we do have some of those rescheduled dates if you want me to send that to you.
No, I have some of that. You know, honestly, it becomes a laundry list. So mm-hmm. I have it and it's ready to, you know, I pack music news. I try to into the 8 o'clock hour. So today that's getting eaten by Scott Capurro. But if you're interested in that, I'll see if I can get a short list on that.
I'm just offering it up as not coronavirus news.
Well, corona adjacent, but not right. It is good to know that, you know, people are planning for this to be over. So that's encouraging. You ever hear the expression, you know, it's this person's world. You just live in it.
Mm-hmm.
That's Oprah. It's Oprah's world. We all just live in it. Specifically Stedman. That's her longtime boyfriend. Actually, to be more specific, he's living in the guest house in Oprah's world. He was, do you have this audio, Bryn, or is this not?
I do.
Okay, yeah, let's hear Oprah tell the story. That'll be more fun.
Stedman is at the guest house because Stedman did not arrive from Chicago until Thursday. So Stedman's like, what's the procedure for coming home? The procedure is, you ain't coming and sleeping in my bed. Literally, Ariana, he goes, I'm not. I go, oh, no. It doesn't work that way. Have you not been paying attention to the news? Social distancing doesn't mean you're going to go sleep in the bed with the person when you have just got off American Airlines. We cannot play those games. So we're taking it very seriously. You know, my friends say, oh, isn't Stedman upset? Oh, no, he's not. He really is. He's happy to make me safe.
I'm sure he is. I bet he's ecstatic.
I bet you he is. I bet you that guest house is bigger than the house I'm sitting in now.
No question about it. Like, so, when we talk about Oprah's guest house, it's more like the guest mansion.
What's the problem? And in fact, I actually offered
he's probably
up,
just like, yeah, I don't want to hear you bitching at me anymore.
Well, I don't know what their deal is. I mean, I've heard everything from he's her beard to they've got a solid, rock solid thing going.
So, well, it certainly lasted long enough that whatever it is, it seems rock solid.
Right. But yeah, I offered the same thing as my wife and kids were already sort of in quarantine in general. I mean, my oldest daughter was going to school, but you know, they assume the kids had, none of those kids had it when they went into quarantine, but I was the one that was at risk and I offered it. I offered to go somewhere else.
That was very generous of you to not to put yourself in the guest house.
But they were like, no, you've probably already infected us if you had it.
Right. So, yeah. Too late. Mm-hmm. And she was like, you know what? I don't think I'm infected. I think I'll go.
Well,
the one who's been staying home. I'll just go stay in the apartment.
I would have had a bigger problem with that.
You think?
Yeah.
People, no, there's no question that people are just like, no, you're right. I should really leave you and the two kids here by yourselves.
If mom gets sick, we're in big trouble.
Yeah, that's kind of the way it works. Here, it wouldn't be as big a problem. You know, if John gets sick, that's when it sucks. All right, so there's the Oprah story. Was that some kind of chat? Was Ariana Grande on that? She referred to Ariana, and the girl's voice sounded like her when she answered.
Oh, I don't know.
Yeah, that was. I don't know if that was some Zoom thing where Oprah's trying to stay connected to. Prince Charles, the guy next in line for the throne of England.
Sure.
He has tested positive for, they're calling it novel coronavirus, which I've seen it referred to a couple of times. Is that a different coronavirus?
No, it's
That's
not.
Just this coronavirus.
No, there's multiple names. It all comes from, like, what I read was there are related diseases we've dealt with, including SARS and something called MERS. Mm-hmm. So this is a family of virus, I guess. But in this case, for most of our purposes, we've just been calling it coronavirus, COVID-19. Mm-hmm. I forget what the reason. I read the name COVID-19, like 19 was.
Oh, there's maybe a whole formula behind it?
Well, it was like, maybe it was the year it was discovered. I don't remember now. I've read too much stuff that's all blurred together. But there's definitely reasons behind the names that are out there. But it's all the same. Go on.
Novel coronavirus is coronavirus.
As far as I know.
Prince Charles is Queen Elizabeth II's son and the first in line to the British throne. And he's tested positive. He's self-isolating in Scotland. The statement from Clarence House. The Prince of Wales has tested positive for coronavirus. He's been displaying mild symptoms, but otherwise remains in good health and has been working from home throughout the last few days as usual. I wonder what working from home means for the Prince of Wales. The Duchess of Cornwall, who is, by the way, I can't think of her name off the top of, you know, the lady with the blonde hair that he married after he and Princess Diana got a divorce.
Camilla
Parker Bowles. Bowles! Ms. Parker Bowles! The princess and the duchess are now self-isolating at home in Scotland. The tests were carried out by the NHS in Aberdeenshire, where they met the required criteria for testing. It's not possible to ascertain from whom the prince caught the virus, owing to the high number of engagements he carried out in his public role during recent weeks. So, you know, he's a guy who goes around and shakes hands.
Where are they again?
In Aberdeenshire. Something. They're in Scotland.
Whenever I see those words, I just look at them and go, there's no chance this is said the way it looks.
Aberdeenshire. I don't know. I don't know exactly the pronunciation. I'm just assuming. Anyway, there you go. Prince Charles. A few other people who have it and people who've died from it, too. The coronavirus has claimed the life of legendary playwright Terrence McNally, whose name I didn't recognize off the bat, but he wrote Ragtime, Kiss of the Spider Woman, Love, Valor, Compassion. He was 81 years old. He was compromised due to more than just his age. He'd actually been battling cancer since the 90s. That's a long-ass battle.
Yeah,
and he's had parts of his lungs removed. So he was already not in optimum shape. He wrote 40 plays, 10 musicals, and had 25 Broadway productions under his belt. He's won 5 Tonys. Like, this guy was a, you know, legitimate Broadway star. Just because
he had an amazing life. Good for him.
Yep. So he has passed due to the coronavirus. Jackson Browne has tested positive, singer-songwriter.
But he didn't die, did he?
No, he just tested positive.
All right.
He did a charity show in New York on March 12th. He says, there's already a question of being careful, but still you're in close quarters and you're breathing the same air. Now I wish I hadn't gone to New York and done this benefit. And 17-year-old climate activist Greta Thunberg believes that she had COVID-19. She says a mild case. She's a kid, right? 17. She said she was out doing a European trip. She's already over it. She wasn't tested. She says, in Sweden, you cannot test yourself unless you're in need of emergent medical treatment. Everyone feeling ill is told to stay at home and isolate themselves. So basically, she thinks she had it. She doesn't know for sure. Although I got to say, these days, a lot of people think they have it. A lot of people, it seems like everyone's paranoia is...
Yeah, I thought I had it.
Yeah, me too.
I thought I had it 25 to 50 different times. I've gone, oh boy. Oh,
this is definitely it.
But that flu I had 3 weeks ago, no, now it's been 4 or 5 weeks. But whatever it was, the cough was so intense that I thought for sure I must have it. That's why I went to the doctor. I went, well, I got to see what they decide to do with me. And I tested positive for the flu, but oof.
I'm telling you, it's crossed my mind a bunch of times about that. Like, maybe you can test positive for the flu and the coronavirus.
Maybe. That's crossed my mind as well. And yet, it hasn't come up in anybody else. So it doesn't make any sense that it hasn't.
Right.
It would have. I did isolate when in general, when I get sick, I just want to go to my room and be left alone.
Right.
So I did spend at least 48 hours alone in my room.
Right.
I didn't even eat. I was like, yeah, I just wanted nothing.
Right.
So, but they'd still have it.
Let's see here. The guy who, do you remember the movie Contagion? It was in the late 90s. It starred, or maybe the early 2000s. I don't see a date on when the actual movie happened. But I think it was like maybe Matt Damon and Gwyneth Paltrow were in it.
Part of that was filmed in the Bay Area.
You know, I'm actually saying here, 2011. It's not that old. Mm-hmm. So the pandemic thriller, Contagion. The guy, the physician that served as the medical consultant on that, his name is Dr. Ian Lipkin. He has tested positive for the coronavirus. He is the director of Columbia University Center for Infection and Immunity. Mm. And he says, if it can hit me, it can hit anybody. I know where I think I got it, but that's not the same as proving. But it doesn't matter. This virus can be found all over the United States. He also talked about tests that are being conducted at Columbia University, Johns Hopkins, and other research facilities with blood plasma drawn from patients who recovered from the virus. And he hopes that that's going to reveal new methods of treatment. So even in his sickness, he's saying, you know, we're working on this. Don't worry. And do I have time for one more? I really don't. You know what? I don't care that I don't. Here we go. Evangeline Lilly, who angered all of us a few days ago with her F you. I choose freedom over life and the lives of the people you love. She plays the Wasp in the Marvel Universe, and she was set to be a co-lead in the upcoming Ant-Man movie, just like she was in the last one, which was actually called Ant-Man and the Wasp. But there's a source at Disney, is Marvel a Disney thing? It is, right?
It is, yes.
So there's a source at Disney that is saying because of her comments last week, they're reworking the script. They want to severely minimize her involvement. They actually say that she will still be there in a supporting role, but they're actually saying they're going to minimize it. Although, who knows? People are saying all kinds of stuff right now. And frankly,
Are you surprised by that?
Not at all. That was one of the most annoying things I've seen so far. Like, just the having a platform that large and being so just callous about the whole thing.
Like, yeah, I'm not surprised at all. I think that they look at these, and I hate to call a person a property. It's probably not the way to word it, but any person like Leo, for example, DiCaprio he's his own business. When he puts his name on a movie, many of us go, it must be good.
Or that guy's got a solid record.
Right, or whatever. And the box office draw is real. You see it all the time. And if she's someone that has... angered the general public with her statements, I could see why they'd say, we don't need people not coming to our movie because this dummy had to speak out.
Right. I'm actually surprised that they're saying they're just going to lessen her role and not that she's out.
Well, maybe that's
right. Maybe that's
a consideration. Maybe it's up to her now to figure out how to work her way back in.
Well, she should say something. I mean, I haven't seen any response comments or because the place, the internet has gone crazy over her comments.
Mm-hmm.
And she should. You know, the thing is, I don't want I don't even want an apology if she's making it just to save her career. What I want her to do is realize how serious this is. There's a lot of people out there. I want to realize how serious this is. Like, this is not about you. This is about people who are the most vulnerable. It's about all of us. Jerk. Anyway,
well, I was saying yesterday or earlier today when we were talking about this that the rain is helping keep most people in, which is when the sun comes out, I don't know what's going to happen, but you can expect most people are going to say, well, this is my chance to get out.
Yep.
And we're going to deal with that again, yet again, the whole, oh my God, the parks are filled with people.
Right.
What is happening?
Yeah, the whole, like, I don't know. I guess when you're standing far away from groups of people, it doesn't matter how far apart they're standing, 6 feet, 10 feet, whatever it is, they still look like a big group of people.
Well, the beach thing, I don't know how many of you have spent long periods of time on the beach, but I grew up there. And often you cough and the wind catches that.
Yeah.
So,
sure.
Even conversations can be taken with the wind farther than they would be, where you're, you know, 30 feet from someone and you hear it like they're right next to you.
Mm-hmm.
The wind is carrying all of your everything that leaves your mouth. So it's not the place to go, not the beach.
Well, look, you know, even if you are outside and you're getting your exercise or walking your dog or doing whatever valid thing you feel like you have to do, stretch your legs, the separation is real. And going someplace where there are a bunch of people and wind, probably not advisable for
so
you,
dumb.
You know? And if you see someone coming on the road, give them a friendly wave and move the F away. And
and
if you're going to be on a narrow 2-foot path up winding through the hills, you're going to need to go off into the woods or climb up the, you know, the steep side and let
or
them
turn around and walk back the other way. That's
right,
another
tell
way
them to
do
go
it.
Back the other way. All right. Now we're really late. All right, Vinny, what's coming up?
Oh, so much good news after these.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.